Wars in the Middle East are creating huge flows of refugees. If war creates refugees, we either have to have a way to stop the wars or a policy about refugees. Just saying we will or won't let people in is a decision, not a policy. One must think past those decisions to the enormous consequences. Countries can try to exclude refugees, leaving them to fend for themselves wherever they are. Countries can also put them in camps, let them in, but then leave them to fend for themselves, or help them settle. Surrounding countries can also stop them at borders, keep them in camps, or let or help people settle. The permutations produce very different results. More than six decades ago, Arab states refused to let the Palestinians settle. Ipso facto, that created a permanent Palestinian fighting force. But who would the Palestinians fight? The oppressors keeping them in the camps, or the oppressors who pushed them out of their land? Which story would they buy? Refugee issues can fester. Both Palestinians and Israelis feel their backs to the wall and feel themselves fighting for survival, with lethal results. Incidentally, at the same time, a much larger refugee crisis existed in the Indian subcontinent, leading to the separate nations of India and Pakistan out of the British Raj. That land is still troubled, though neither denies the other's right to exist. In both cases, the mass exoduses left powerful marks on the stability of the regions. And on the U.S. southern border, what happens to the people we exclude, and what happens because of it? Impoverished masses elsewhere are likely to do the same things that impoverished masses do here, turn to some forms of crime. I doubt, when one takes white-collar crime and tax evasion into account, that crime is much more prevalent amongst the poor, but it is different. Mostly theft, drug dealing, or prostitution for survival or quick cash. Then there's the effort to deport people who were brought here as small children, an effort some of the prominent Republican candidates have endorsed. Okay, what are those kids going to do when they're back in their countries of origin? Many of them will find themselves jobless because they're strangers in what Americans insist on calling their land. But those young people brought up in the United States will prove valuable to criminal enterprises abroad because they could cross the borders and pass here easily. From an American point of view, those likelihoods of crime and participation in organized crime abroad are dangerous here. Volatile borders do no one any good. Would it be better to bring them in, settle, employ, and educate them and our people too, than to insist that everyone is on their own volatile devices to deal with the cruelties of a world without mercy? And then think about the effect of refugees on the people they leave behind. Think about the letters home and the money home. Who is the so-called great Satan when families write back with ordinary family developments, marriages, jobs, babies, and send money? Creating a population tsunami and then pushing people back into swirling lifeboats has consequences for all of us. No man is an island, wrote John Donne, entire of itself, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.